creator.
Welcome back to No One Cares About This Podcast.
Hi, guys.
July 20, part 2.
Anyways.
The fuck's wrong with you?
Hello.
Nothing. I'm fine. What's wrong with you?
A lot. Why do you ask? You're not going to cure any of it. Listen, motherfucker, it's not going to be cured, all right?
It's not
going to
be curry.
Not going to be curry pudding.
You know what? If you want to talk about it,
I would not
want to
eat that.
If you want to vent about some shit, it's fine.
No venting from me.
Okay.
So I just had a great idea.
Fantastic.
Yep. We should set up an email, drop it in the next video, for listeners to email in topics that they would like covered.
Yeah, they could do that.
Also, you know, if they're, you know, engagement, motherfucker.
No, no, but I do like to say they can always contact us on anchor.fm, find our podcast, and then email us there.
I don't exactly know how anchor.fm works entirely, because I'm, you know, not the,
You just listen to things there.
Yeah, I'm not the fucking... God damn it, I can't think of the word.
Creator?
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're just a viewer or a listener?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the correct word that sounds smart for the fucking person that maintains the account. Oh. I mean, you know what I mean. Like, I don't control the shit. I don't know how it works behind the scenes, fucking whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, if they can contact you directly, cool.
Yeah.
If not... make a separate email, we'll drop it, fucking whatever.
By the way, please go to the top of the description, click the link, and donate money if you feel like it. Instead if they feel like it, because fuck it.
Fuckery. Gotcha.
I've been playing...
Good thing I didn't try to swallow that yet.
That's I've been playing said. That, like, mm-hmm. few... I'm like... I would say,
don't break that one too.
Rockbuster.
Is this
what? What are you trying to say?
It's a 6-year-old game now at this point, but I've been playing that JoJo game.
Oh.
And it's actually pretty fun. I haven't figured out how to play as all of the play styles of the characters you have to your selection. But, I've been enjoying it, mostly. Learning playstyles is a bit challenging, because it's like, what the fuck is going on? Oh my god, why am I getting my shit beaten to high heaven? And then it's like, oh wait, I've been playing this wrong.
You should talk about a video game and not gay sex.
I'm talking about a video game.
I for once want you to just go along with it, because that would be hilarious. Talking about gay sex. What?
I've never had gay sex, so I'm not going to talk about it.
Talking about dicks.
Yeah, I wish I still had a burp on deck, but...
on dick?
Burp.
On dick.
Deck.
Deck.
Motherfucker, I'm trying to make things slightly funnier. God damn it! Mr. Weirdo and your Beardo. Actually, that's me.
Fucking Kermit the Frog over here.
Kermit the Frog does not need to deal with any nonsense today.
That was actually pretty good.
That was decent, because I cannot do a Kermit the Frog impression.
Wasn't quite Frank Oz, but it's pretty good.
There is no way in hell.
Please just don't break that chair.
I will. Eventually.
We're down a few already.
I would have to do some real vocal training if I wanted to
be... It's
already
lit.
No, well...
You've had too much to drink, my friend.
I wanted to even it out, okay? Leave it at that.
Yeah, he lit it wrong. apparently.
It wasn't burning evenly.
At least it didn't light it backwards. Used to hate doing that.
Yeah. Some people do that. I'm like, dude, just rip off the filter.
That's when you know you're fucked up.
Yep. Although we did bring up a valid point in the last one that flour, I'm fine. Pens are iffy.
Yeah, I don't know. You passed out within about...
He hit the pen a couple times after that.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that's probably why he fucking passed out within 45 minutes of coming back here the other night.
But...
Also, fuck you for throwing me under the bus. You told me to fucking smack him around, and I slapped him.
I didn't tell you to beat the shit out of him, though.
I didn't. Yeah. I slapped him around.
Things ended up happening for the better.
Hey!
What the fuck you slapping
basically,
him
I did that.
Now?
But I didn't a lot more shit. Times in a row, and he was comatose. So.
Did you just fart with your mouth?
That's twice in a row, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, sounded like you do it.
That was the point.
Oh, I can't do it anymore.
Sounds like you just got out of prison.
He's fucking stretching his prison pocket.
Ugh. Shut up. That's fucked up.
It's another ham wallet for you.
A bean purse?
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
I currently don't have a sausage wallet, so I'm looking to acquire one.
For yourself or the fuck?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of stores down the road that, you know, you could buy one from.
Oh.
You missed, you motherfucker. You barely finished that fucking goddamn.
He likes to fucking cap the cigarettes off at, like,
this point,
three quarters, or maybe a third. Well, it's better
Don't
than...
me.
It's better than actually smoking the whole thing. Technically, probably should, you know, get off that shit.
I'm gonna die young.
Aren't we all?
Depends on how everything goes.
Rotbastard.
Rotbastard. Yeah, he stole my thunder on that one. I wasn't gonna go with the high note, but...
Oh! Oh, wait.
Don't talk about the high note.
Can't... Do I have...
It's creepy that
good
I can do
enough
that.
Service to do this.
It wasn't really high. It was more just creepy.
I love fucking with my nephews, just going like, I don't know if I could do it right now, but I am a devil.
Yeah,
I just a little Highland in that.
Just break out random, like, whatever variations of vocal range that you have, and it's like,
for my cousin Kelly, she loves Stitch, so I do the Stitch voice for her. But...
Oh, okay. I get you now.
I'm mad Nelly's not here for this.
Well, I had to bring it back up because it was too perfect not to. It's always up for a discussion.
Oh, God.
You should just sound clip that and somehow make it integrated into the soundboard that you can use.
Yeah.
That's become a staple of the channel.
Yes.
So at this point, anyway.
So how's the curry pudding?
Dick curry pudding.
Oh no, you don't involve Dick. No Dick. Only for Eric.
No Dick.
No.
No Dick.
I do not want a Dick.
Why not? You and Pat would make a perfect couple.
Fuck off.
You know it. You could be the top. You're not gonna get the Dick, you're gonna get the ass. I can't even do that accent properly.
But I like women.
Don't worry, he grows his hair out long enough. He'll be a woman.
How about this story, right? So me and Nellis are at Billy O's back in the day.
Before it was Tipping Chair.
Oh, well, it's Tipping Chair now, unless they went out of business, too.
No, they just had a band play, like, last weekend.
So, we're down there. That's home base, as far as bars go. And it's literally located right next to a Travel America.
No, thanks.
TA, truck stop, you know, whatever.
That's what that's for.
Plus a movie theater and, like, a Burger King and, like, a bunch of other shit on that strip. Mm. So, we're in there doing our normal thing. Just bullshitting. This trucker starts fucking hitting on me. Right?
I can't take this seriously.
At this point, I had my longer, like, Led Zeppelin hair.
I remember that era.
You know, it was probably like 2010 or 2009 or some shit like that. I don't remember exactly, but yep. He's fucking just like coming on to me strong. And I look over at Nellis. I'm like, yo, what the fuck, dude? Like, this is like a burly motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know where he's from, Missouri or fucking Kansas or some shit. I don't know. So then Nellis gets creative. And I forget exactly how it went down, but they basically got into, like, a fucking, not, like, a full-on altercation, but, like, yo, back the fuck off. Like, this is my man, or some shit like that. It was just like, what the fuck? What did I fucking sign up for tonight? Like, why did I...
You got entwined in some gay
if shit. I was there by myself, that would have been a fucking bad time. Like, you know what I mean? I'm glad I had somebody, like, with my back.
Straight white boy gets raped by gay gang.
Gay trucker. Lonely trucker. I don't know what the fuck it was. Like, I'm just glad somebody was willing to, like...
step in and be on your back.
So I'm like, dude, this is not good. Like, this dude's gonna fucking abduct me. And the worst part is, like, I had a fucking beanie on because it was, like, in the middle of winter or whatever. And, like, you can just see the little bit of my longer hair, like, out of the bottom of the beanie or whatever. I was like, motherfucker, like... fucking put some ice in your pants or something. Like, fucking chill, dude.
Hold on. All I wanted... I just thought of the worst pickup line as a trucker.
Oh, God. How bad is it?
You got a pretty mouth, boy. Does your back say trucks park here?
Nah, it says exit only.
My ex says freeway. And all whites welcome.
This is the highway to hell.
The highway to anal.
Hanel.
This was a fun way to...
By the way, I just told one of my friends to listen to the podcast, and I put Anchor FM, and it automatically does... Dude, it did the ad in the fucking... in my text messages.
Nice.
I was like, oh my revenue. God.
Yeah, there's a lot of... interesting stories from Billy O's bar tavern.
Mm. Got burnt mouth, boy.
You didn't say that.
I remember
you got purty hair.
You got purty hair, boy. Can I pull it from behind?
It's under my fucking beanie. You can see like an inch of it.
Can I pull it from behind?
When the Red Baron was the laser.
I remember going there one time and like. All sorts of fucking commotion happened, and there was, like, this huge, like, drug sting in the fucking parking lot with, like, fucking 8 something cop cars showed up, and, like, somebody had passed out in their car fucking, like,
doing... A drug dealer faded out in his car and had a shitload of E-pills.
That's what it was. All right. I was like, I couldn't remember what drugs it was, but, like, it was, I still got pictures of that on my computer from, like, the doorway. Huh. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, yeah, there was a lot of fucking commotion down there. I miss that place so much. I wish he never decided to shut it down. He's like, I'm not making any fucking money. Like, blah, blah, blah.
It was way more stress than it was worth for him.
So. Oh, yeah, you kept having so many fucking problems with, like, the patrons.
I missed the good old days, but at the same time, I understand where he's coming from, but the fact of the matter is,
tipping sure sucks balls.
Yeah.
Most bars suck balls now.
But yeah.
That's why I haven't been to any in fucking years.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard from Billy Oak, but I certainly have.
Not since we sold him that pinball, and then he kept hitting me up, like, every other day or, like, every couple hours about, like, doing this or that, whatever, and I'm like,
yo, calm the fuck down.
Here's all these fucking resources. Like, do your own fucking research. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we can't be, like, your on-call fucking whatever you want to call it.
Like, we can't tell you how to fix everything that goes wrong. It's
like, yeah, exactly. It's like, if you have something major happen, yeah, Sandy will go out there and fucking take care of it or whatever, but, like, you can't be fucking hitting us up like a newborn fucking mother's whatever. You know what I'm trying to say.
You can't
just... Newborn baby?
A newborn baby's mother, like, trying to fucking talk to their mother about all sorts of shit.
Oh, yeah. It's that kid. You had, like, 7. Can I talk to you? No, bitch. Go away.
Like, just do your own research. Like, pave your own way just a little bit.
Yeah. Calm the fuck down.
But, you know, he hasn't really said anything to me since, but I have no idea what he's doing. But that was, like, maybe a year and a half ago before the pandy. Oh, speaking of Andy's, I saw a fucking Andy. He's still doing his wine gig.
Nice.
Yeah, I spoke to him probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. What? Trying to get up with a lot of the old crew from Billy O's. Oh. He's actually about to pop out another daughter.
He is?
Shit.
Well,
His wife is.
I was going to say, what is this, Junior?
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. Danny DeVito's the father. This is
that
fucking
movie
creepy.
Was so fucking shit.
You just spat all over my phone.
Sorry.
Come here.
Wipe
it's
it
your
off.
Spit. I got most of it. I don't give a shit.
You know, Andy was fucking awesome.
You spit on this phone, too.
Well, he's got a lot of spread. At least you pointed at that.
He's got the range.
It's like a shotgun with him.
AOE attack damage.
He got the award for the best squirter. Yep.
That's an insult and a compliment at the same time.
Well, I don't know if you technically squirted, but...
I don't want to think about him
squirting.
That
was more of a spray fart from the mouth.
I was trying to be serious, and then something made me laugh, so it happened. That's how that happened.
That's how a lot of things
Sheesh.
Happen.
Ay, caramba.
All right, Bart Simpson. Eat my shorts.
But
eat my dick.
What do you want to talk about?
You and Pat being the perfect couple?
Fuck off.
Come on, he's pretty.
I'm not into dudes, though.
Doesn't matter. If he bends over, you're not going to know. Got the long hair. Got the long-ish hair.
I don't think his hair is that long.
They're chicks with short hair.
By this logic,
Yeah, they're called Karen.
Or Dykes.
Yeah, Bull Dykes.
Rather...
What?
Do...
Parkour.
His sister, because she had the rainbow pants today, and I got hypnotized by that ass.
That's never happening. Unless you get her some quality, great black tar heroin.
The white pony.
Some non-GMO black tar heroin.
That's fucked up.
Oh, I watch fuck shit, so. I was going to say, let's not let the listeners know about my dark humor side.
Oh, let's keep going, because that's what they're here for.
No.
Let us know in the not comment section, because there is none.
Buzz, you can't fly into a tower. You are a toy.
Well, I want to buzz the tower.
No, Buzz Lightyear. I'm fly into
top,
a tower.
Top Gun.
Oh. I've already shown these, but still.
Si.
Señorita? Senor. You are señorita.
No.
Yes.
No.
This is good shit.
Need more lemon pledge.
No. No.
That's my dark humor.
What was it? Let me see it.
I've already showed you.
That was good.
Yes, that was a fantastic one.
Or even this one.
Oh, it's a test of humor. I already passed this one.
Oh, God.
I still love picking up Jewish girls with a dustpan.
I mean, your humor and my humor are not that far off.
Just the way you said that. What the fuck?
Yeah, does that work?
What the fuck did I just miss out
on?
But
this one.
Do I want to know?
You seem to have a very specific segment of dark humor that you target. I want to know how the fuck they did that in the bottom.
What happened?
Obviously, that's Photoshop, but like, if somebody could dislocate their fingers to do that.
No.
I've showed you this before.
You go a little bit farther than I do. Finally, I got one.
Yeah.
I was hoping I could save that for the end of the video, but...
He's powering up for stage 4.
I mean, I'm not offended by any of that shit.
It's terrible.
It's like... I've yes, I like that one. Definitely not offended by any of that, but it's like, whoa. It's a little bit darker than, you know, even I go.
People that don't understand dark humor.
That's pretty dark.
Yeah. It's not about life.
I'm sorry for you guys.
A lesser person would have created a Twitter post about all of this.
Yeah.
And cancel cultured the fuck out of this. Hello.
Terrible, and I don't care.
I mean, they're funny. I'm just glad nobody's...
That's not terrible, it's just funny.
Nobody's saying anything about what's happening here.
Yeah.
Because this would probably get fucking Twittered.
We'd be banned from a lot of places.
I'm sorry, I may or may not have fucking spit on your phone.
How about Thomas the Wank Engine?
Oh, I've seen that one.
I love that one.
Fuck. That's horrible.
Oh, it's funny.
I used to do those jokes, but it's like, you know, maybe I probably shouldn't do those jokes.
I probably should fuck it.
And it's pretty serious with the amount of shit going on now.
Mm.
It could happen to anybody. The other stuff with the...
Yep.
Yeah, that's different.
I still love the, I was making sandcastles with my grandfather. My mother took away the urn.
That's the one I just... Yeah. That one.
That one's great.
I don't know how many sandcastles you can make with, like, one urn.
Not many.
You can make, like, one tower of a sandcastle.
And then you can fly Buzz Lightyear into it.
Mm. Oh, that reminds me of the Buzz Lightyear fucking dildo meme.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
What? No, I don't think I have it saved. I can't pull it up, but...
This Spider-Man inflatable...
What did I
do? Where nobody
you made me do this.
I didn't make you do anything. You slammed it down on your own.
Shut up. It works now.
Just blew that at Eric.
Well, I blew it at the microphone and the wind took it.
Oh, fuck.
It works again. At least the button's not fucked up like the other two.
That's what she said.
You got three clits?
Just talk about the button on her dildo.
Oh. Fuck. Yeah, my phone's in my pocket. I don't feel like pulling it out to fucking do the rim shot sound effect.
That's what she said.
I actually
know
a legitimate question.
What?
Wow. You're so angry, and I haven't even said a goddamn word yet. What? Have we had any other sponsors other than Anchor? Because I'm curious.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Please no.
Because
Eric's doing that, if that happens.
Well, I don't want to play Raid Shadow Legends. I'd rather be a game
you
I
You just have to do
play.
A 30-second segment and pretend you like it, and then they fucking pay you money.
I don't see any fucking emails. I don't know.
Nobody that ever gets sponsored by Raid actually plays the fucking game. Hmm. They might play it for like 3 hours for like one day so they have like a screenshot of them with like progression. They've never played it ever again. Unless they continually keep getting raid every like, you know, month or two or three.
There is a YouTuber I listen to that I love because when he did the raid sponsorship, he was playing as this like hero who was like a redhead or whatever.
Ginger,
whatever. But he literally goes, and with this playable character, I wonder, does the carpet match the drapes? Anyway. And they were like, yeah, that's fine. We don't care.
You know.
Okay, I left that there for you.
Well, thanks.
I don't understand the draw behind that game. But if people want to play it,
I think I played it for 5 minutes and deleted it. I was like,
yeah,
wow, this
more
game
power
sucks.
Fucking to the company. Like, if they fucking latched on to some segment of people that I don't understand and they like it, great.
Mm.
That shit ain't for me.
Mm,
I actually weirdly enjoy Genshin, but that's...
We were just talking about Rage Shadow Legends. I don't know how that has to do with Genshin.
Well, it's
a gacha game, and that's how it's related.
I got another one. Nice.
But it's also a gacha game that is on console along with being mobile.
Yeah, Genshin's a couple steps removed from Raid. Yeah. And I don't know why you've been playing that for so fucking long. It's like...
Because he's a weeb?
It's like, it's a fucking terrible game. Like, I mean, I've not looked up anything about the gameplay or fucking whatever, but just the stuff I've heard about it, it's like,
well,
I won't even fucking look into it.
Well, my...
What?
Rebuttal to this is there's been plenty of terrible games that I've actually enjoyed the fuck out of over the years.
Yeah, so have I, but they don't fucking milk you dry. And that's why I quit. Like, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Online. Red Dead Online. And, like, several other fucking properties that were, like, just engineered to fucking make money off whales.
Mm.
And, like, punish people who didn't want to spend money.
By the way, we're not talking about the traditional whale of...
No, we're talking about whales as in people that spend tons and tons and tons of money to, like, get ahead and not have to put the effort in to the game. Yeah. They even named their fucking... their most expensive shark card the whale card. Like, they had all different shark types or whatever, and, like, the $100 one was the whale card. In Grand Theft Auto, at least. And it's like... You know?
Okay.
I lucked out in that I had... There was a friend of mine before he was a fucking complete douchebag, and I fucking haven't talked to him in about 5 years.
Yes.
But...
Yes.
He had a group of people in Indiana, like, literally this entire neighborhood, like, an entire cul-de-sac in Indiana, in this small town, of people, like, this guy and his wife and, like, their neighbors and, like, people across the street, you know, whatever. So we'd all fucking group up and, like, you know, do shit in GTA online. And he wound up, getting in contact with some person that would hack the game, fucking whatever, you know, pull some bullshit. So I paid for two, because I had two accounts at the time, for two things of, like,
hitting it just,
you know, 100 million plus, like, all these other benefits and, like, whatever else, you know. This is probably back in, like, 2014 or something like that, you know. And it lasted me a great deal of time, but Rockstar got wise to the fact of what was going on with a bunch of people, and then they started making everything that you had to buy that they released exponentially more expensive.
Yep.
So, I forget what the fuck the dude's name is. Some Indian dude. He became director of some, you know, controlling department or whatever, for Rockstar, and he took the whole company in this, like, entirely new direction where they have to do microtransactions and they have to do this and that and whatever. So every game moving forward would follow this formula because GTA Online made so much money for Rockstar, or Take-Two.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like, this is, like, anti-consumer, like, bullshit behavior. Like, you're just literally being fuck off. Like, just, like, you're taking advantage of everybody that's not part of your corporation that's playing the game. So, at one point or another, I was just like, you know what? This shit has gotten so expensive, and I'm almost out of the free hacker money or whatever that didn't get taken away. Like, And they also made everything, like, all the new content that you had to do to, like, you know, experience stuff. Like, they made it all... what's the word? Open play only. So you couldn't do it in a private session. You couldn't do it in a friend's session. You couldn't do it somewhere else. You had to do it in, like, a public session where all these fucking griefers... And people that are out to sabotage you, and, like, these fucking trolls, and, like, whatever, whatever. And it's like, that's the only way you can fucking complete that objective. And it's like, and that's what that fucking dude's, you know, MO was, as far as, like, the whole thing. And the same problem happened with Red Dead Online, and I quit that probably fucking 6 months after Red Dead Online premiered. Well, before any of the... I don't think there's anything good that happened with Red Dead Online. It's just kind of been a niche fucking thing.
I think you only played Red Dead Online for, like, one or two sessions once it became official.
No, I played it for several months until I got fucking trolled by a bunch of people, and there was a couple updates that patched these things that players were doing to get around the fact that Rockstar was fucking... not being fair with, like, you know, antidotes or fucking health items or fucking ammo or whatever. And they're like, oh, you can't session hop and get these fucking, you know, drops anymore. And it's like, that's the last fucking straw. I'm not fucking doing it no more.
And you got a pretty mouth, boy. Sorry.
And then I had this one motherfucker that, like...
punched me.
I can't even remember what the fuck he did. I had this one big black motherfucker. I can tell by his voice on voice chat and his character. He was this fat-ass black motherfucker. And he had his fucking girl with him or whatever. And they were just, like, basically just trolling. And just fucking the whole shit up. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What did he say, though?
He just fucking laughed, basically, and was just like, I was giving him the reaction that he wanted. It's like, dude.
Reaction, so you
I'm
basically...
I'm like, yo, fuck you, get the fuck out of here, like, I'm out. Peace.
Well, that's when you just have me pop on. What's up, motherfuckers? I'm right? here to play!
Yeah, but if you don't have a high enough character, your shit ain't gonna matter.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It would just been funny to have an Indian guy hyping up in the background.
Just, but, yeah, I mean, that was, like, the last straw. Like, you know what? I'm already pissed at Rockstar's direction with how they're doing their online properties. This one is not giving me any promise. And I have this fucking shit-ass community.
I'm not slapping you.
That I've had to deal with for the past, like, 3 weeks. And this motherfucker...
It was a flick, idiot.
I know. This was like the straw that broke the camel's back. So I'm like, done. Online games in general just fucking suck. Like, fuck them.
Are you a fucking clown? Or a mime?
No, more like a mime.
I just need to know where everything was at this point.
I was like, yeah. Don't even get me started on fucking first-person shooter games. Like, I hate that whole fucking subgenre of people. Call of Duty.
What?
Both. What is the other one?
What are you going to say?
Lewis would probably know more so, but I watched something Hank last night.
What?
My thoughts exactly. What?
It was a movie about, like, a cyborg android dude that discovered he was just a revived being. And the woman that said they were the fiancé and the crazy guy were the douchebags.
Talk about Chappie.
No, it's Hank something.
Different. I know it is, but it's on it somewhere.
Chappie's awesome.
Chappie's a great
It's one of the movie, few movies,
but I've never heard of Hank. So,
where on came Hank? I have no idea.
Tom Hanks.
Mr. Hanky Panky.
Speaking of Hank. Ooh. That's not Hank, but...
Ditas.
Nice. Oh, there's another one.
What was I say? I'd play with her eyeballs.
No. I gotta show you this one. It involves Tom Hanks.
I wanted more details, though.
No, not in this one.
Fuck it. It's being a piece Forrest of shit.
Forrest Gump 2, shrimping ain't easy. That's probably a fucking ad you'd see on Pornhub or something.
Yeah.
I hope you've seen a lot of these Charmin ads.
Oh, I thought you would enjoy this.
I do enjoy that.
I love Reddit.
It's like, I enjoy that about 86.5%.
Oh.
Just... Those are a little big.
Is he big?
No, the...
Oh, the piercings.
No.
Oh, the... Yeah. Got it. Great.
That's more my taste. Well, just move that.
What, the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Move that over to the side. That works.
The fuck you running for?
I don't know. Because I felt like it.
Every time you run, you look like you're going to fall over.
Did you do a Naruto run? No. I wasn't looking.
I did a regular person run. Well,
didn't know you knew how to do that.
Pretty good. I like it.
Ton of tattoos, but I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm into that. This is going back to the other podcast, what we were talking about before. Car companies need to start making retros like Jordans. I want a brand new early 2000s car.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Everybody,
you can't do it because of pedestrian safety and other fucking NTSH fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You're a cunt. Just the fuck.
Jeff Bezos can go suck on his rocket dick.
Rocket dick!
You can suck a fart out of my ass.
Rocket dick.
It's like Elton John. Did he do Rocket Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rocket Man! Rocket Man! Do you need to be drinking anymore?
Ha ha ha! My dad got to watch Armstrong walk on the moon. I get to watch the guy who killed bookstores ride a dick in the space.
It's not wrong.
I mean, that does look like a fucking phallus.
That's only out here because you left your shit in the car.
Guess what? You closed the economy. Benefits everybody. Hurts nobody. Guess what? You closed the economy.
Yep. Benefits everybody. Why did you buy wheels worth more than your actual car? I mean, I've been fighting buying, like, $3,000 to $4,000 wheels before tires for, like, the past 2 years. And clearly, I'm not gonna do that right now. I need, like, 3 sets of fucking tires.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do want to get some actual fucking sick wheels, but... Not saying that the wheels that are on my G aren't sick, but it's like, I want some fucking, like, clout-ass fucking wheels. Not that I'm looking for clout or whatever, but, like, I just want some shit that's, like, wider.
You've had enough.
More aggressive and, like, you know, it's sicker, essentially.
Yeah. For everyone.
I can wait.
Yeah. For everyone who's listening, obviously not watching, because there is no watching. Eric's drunk as a fucking skunk.
Oh, that, yeah. That look.
Yeah.
That's how you can tell.
Well, I can tell 2 drinks ago when his eyes were pretty much closed.
The sad fact of the matter is I'm slowly realizing this because I know exactly the look you're talking about because I can picture it in my fucking head.
Whatever you do, don't trip over the fucking kitty litter tonight.
Don't have any more cigarettes. Don't hit your fucking pen.
I have to wake up from a nap first.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to urinate.
Urination station.
Yeah, you're lucky.
5,000. So what did you do today out of curiosity?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Fucking watch some videos and, you know, did my normal shit. I was expecting a fucking stupid ass denial letter that I didn't get.
Huh.
Woke up pretty early and then went and fell back asleep because I stayed up super fucking late watching Bill Burr podcast clips. Shout out Bill Burr. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you skip through all of his nonsense and go to, like, the questions, basically.
I was debating either watching Blade Runner 2049 or starting a new character in Cyberpunk 2077 again. Oh. And at the end of it, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do either. I'm just going to watch these fucking clips. I had hiccups.
Oh, no.
Squeaky clean.
It's not really squeaky clean. It's more like rickety chair.
The chairs are pretty much all falling apart, as evidenced by the 2 over there that fell apart.
Anyways, oh. That hurt
a little bit. Went to the Packy for some shit, watched a few more videos, came out here, did these podcasts. That's about what my day consisted of.
We still have 11 minutes.
Yep.
What the fuck?
It's the Eye of Sauron.
Ah, blah, blah.
The whole, unemployment thing's fucking pissing me off. Jeez fucking Christ.
Worth it.
Fucking animal. Mm-hmm. You don't do that to a Klondike bar.
No.
What would you do to a Klondike bar?
No, for a Klondike bar.
The motherfucker just bit the corner off without unwrapping it.
That's just a weird...
And I say motherfucker lightly. Once you see the image, you'll understand what I mean.
No one will.
He will, but other people won't.
What? I knew I fucking grabbed this picture for a reason.
It's the same picture, but I got a meme of Gordon Ramsay's wife when he's about to eat her pussy.
Oh my god. Jesus. This is my sister.
What?
Yep. No, I
behold my cat.
Nice.
You're fucked up. I'm gonna have to fucking carry you up to your bed again. You bastard.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you better not get more fucked up then.
Did you? That's besides the point.
Did you? What the fuck? Why did I download this?
Any other pressing subjects you'd like to discuss?
No, not really.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything at the moment. Just off the top.
Well, told Melody about Palace last week, but the problem was he didn't have a plan set up to take Palace, and then this one guy took basically all the good Palace.
Of course. You know, this motherfucker asks to get the drop on all these Palace, and then he never fucking goes and gets them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand maybe it's, like, work-related or whatever, but it's, like, if you want the drop, here's a drop, and then, like, you just don't do it. Jesus Christ.
I am the Senate!
Man!
Bosser.
What?
I don't know. Probably saying it.
Okay.
I'd love to do that.
What? Give that to your father?
No.
Oh. That's not the kind of mug I'd give my father.
Me neither.
It would literally say, why didn't you do that? No talking from you, apparently. Are you dying over there? What's going on?
Good.
You're hammered. Actually,
hammer down, hammer lane.
If he was hammered, he wouldn't be able to fucking
walk. No, he'd be fucking slumped over.
Dead in his chair.
Hammer time.
Hammer time.
Mjolnir.
Where are you going? Not very far, I'm assuming.
You said hammer time, so I have to get used to standing up again.
Why? Because you're hammered?
Fuck off.
You fuck off. Stop drinking. You don't fucking need to drink anymore.
That's open already, but no, I'm not drinking anything else.
Next, fucking asshole. I did that last night.
Yeah, I did that with cereal last night.
I found out we had mint chocolate chip vanilla fucking ice cream or whatever. Ooh. I forget who makes it. I was like, fucking score. I know that face, but I don't remember from where.
It's a stupid video of two girls like dancing in a basketball game, and he's in the background going,
kind of, sort of remember that, but not really.
Hmm.
But I know I've seen that face, so I've definitely seen the video at one point in my life.
Yeah.
God damn it. Reed's like, yeah, I can't make it this weekend. He's like, next weekend's ideal. It's like,
not for me.
It'd be fucking sick to have him on a podcast.
Yeah, it actually would.
So he's not going to be around this Friday, but it'll be around next Friday, he says.
Okay.
If we can keep some shit around or gather some more shit, then we can have an intermission for him. Yes.
Well, problem is, I have no log.
Holy shit. Sorry, but if you look at the moon from where I'm sitting...
Oh, yeah, the moon is fucking dope.
It's blood like red.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I don't have enough logs here. I'm relying on other people to bring logs. And it's like, I don't want to have a fire without this motherfucker here. And then have no more logs for when he actually comes here. Because, like, it's going to be the same people that come both times if we have two fires. And it's like, they only have so many logs.
Yeah. Oh. I remember the last time that Eric and I talked to Shane and Jenna. They said something about coming to one of the fires.
They're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured they were. I'm not going to say, yes, that's okay, because I don't fucking live here.
But they tend to keep more to themselves, so I figured they wouldn't be down for it, you know?
No, they won't. All right, we're on the last minute.
I started early, sorry.
Thanks. Going to jingle some keys for no reason. You're starting way early.
I started earlier than he did, but
what the fuck, boo?
What?
Why am I getting yelled at right now?
No one yelled at you.
Early dumb noises.
I've got 10 dicks and a baseball bat. Fuck you.
Yep. That's Eric.
Hell yeah. way to end the podcast. That was great.
Bell! No!
I can't do it.
I am the double.